an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Yes, I knew it all along. I'd have to come back home. Cause it's living on the road. Only made me tired.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Monday, October 6th edition. Continuing on with the Department of Health and Human Services, their budget, $30 billion. $51.2 million in earmarks, that special ask that senators wanted for their districts. Well, among this highest budget items that were secured, Santana was able to secure $2 million for a trauma recovery center's pilot program. $2 million for federally qualified health center training, and $1.525 million for the Kids Food Basket Program. The Kids Food Basket Program will actually be directed to West Michigan, despite her being from Detroit. The Kids Food Basket Organization, according to Santana's request, depended on the donations to make up 90% of its budget, but was struggling with rising costs, increased demand, and reduced donations. With the $1.52 million grant, the group will expand to Muskegon County, offering healthy evening meals. So now, not only breakfasts and lunches, but also dinners. Out of the more than $51.2 million requested by the legislators for special projects, MERS found by doing fiscal analysis, $27.7 million was awarded in the final deal, with the senators securing an additional $22.2 million, as well as representatives being awarded, state reps, $5.88 million in this budget. Democrats accounted for $20.7 million in the grants. Republicans only got $7.38 million. Among the largest, in addition to Santana's request, was $5 million to cover no-cost chest CT scans in all community health spaces, $3.5 million for hospital payments to McLaren Greater Lansing and Michigan State University. Those dollars were requested by Senate Majority Floor Leader Sam Singh of East Lansing. The money was in lieu of Medicaid funding, reimbursing hospitals for uncompensated care. Now, my state rep, John Roth, received $2.9 million for the United We Smile program. This provides free dental clinics monies that are affiliated with the United Way of Northwest Michigan. The money will be spent on a permanent facility for the clinic as it delivers dental care to underserved children, pregnant women, veterans, and individuals with disabilities. This year's Department of Health and Human Services budget is $7.62 billion less than it was to the prior fiscal year. More than $5.8 billion reduction came from federal funding, and they eliminated 827 full-time positions that have been funded in past budgets but were not actually hired. So basically, out of the 4,277 phantom jobs, 827 of them came from one department, the Department of Health and Human Services. Now, under the radar, there were some winners and losers in the budget. By now, we know that the roads, school meal funding, as well as the protection of Medicaid were among the biggest winners. Economic development efforts, marijuana industry, and some businesses took it on the chin. Following are the three other interest groups who we are declaring winners and losers based on House Bill 4706 and the Senate Bill 166, which are now being sent to the governor for her review and signing. The winners? Transit. Oh, Dave Ajima, you need to turn the show off if you're listening, because this will drive Dave Ajima absolutely nuts. Local bus operations are going to see $95 million, while infrastructure projects will be slated to see $65 million more. Basically, $160 million more every year for public transit. The extra funding comes after months of pushing the message that new routes will mean fewer roadblocks and more avenues for people to get to work, school, and other destinations. The transit operators argued that the current funding levels were pushing the transportation systems to a dire point. This budget is more than funding, it's an investment in Michigan's future, said Harmony Lloyd, president of the Michigan Public Transit Association. By strengthening and expanding public transit, we're opening the doors to opportunity, building more connected communities, and creating a state where everyone can thrive. We are grateful for the leadership of the administration, the House, and the Senate for making this vision possible. Well, number two winners. In this, I have a problem with completely, totally disagree with this. Roughly $129 million coming from Washington, D.C. in federal funding will be allowed to flow to local communities that host solar, wind, and battery storage projects as part of this budget. In theory, offering this money to local governments will allow them to use this money for fire, safety, and other community services. Evergreen Action State Advocacy Director Courtney Brady said this budget finally rightfully unlocks the long-awaited federal funds to help communities tap into the benefits of clean energy. With the Renewables Ready Communities program, towns across Michigan can look forward to new jobs, increased tax revenues, and critical infrastructure investment through wind, solar, and battery storage projects. Unbelievable. It also delivers a much-needed boost to public transit, expanding access to affordable, reliable transportation that connects Michiganders to jobs, schools, and essential services. No comment. I'm not even going to go down this road as to how stupid that entire paragraph, winner number two, is. Winner number three, community violence intervention. With the recent attack on the Grand Blanc Mormon Temple last week, the legislature has put $15 million into the budget for gun violence prevention initiatives through the schools. Department of Health and Human Services will also spend more than $1.8 million on their local CVI programs. Under the community violence programs, local community organizations are asked to identify individuals in high crime neighborhoods who are at risk for potentially committing future acts of violence. Those individuals then will be provided with resources such as counseling, job training, housing assistance, mentorships, health care, and conflict resolution programs. Both the mayor and the police chief of Detroit have credited CVI initiatives with reducing the city of Detroit's homicide rate, reducing it by more than 40% since just 2020, 5 years. This is a big win. These new funds will allow us to sustain and expand the programs we know that are saving lives in our cities every day, said Dr. Ferguson of Michigan Transformation Collective. Legislators are starting to understand we have got to have funds to deal with the root causes of violence. Law enforcement alone cannot solve all of our problems. Number four, non-public schools. They not only didn't get cut, but the non-public schools are going to be included in the pot for school safety and mental health funding as part of this year's budget agreement. We got one more paragraph statement for the winners, and then we'll get into the losers right after this break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Folks out there that own firearms are looking to buy a new or used gun or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. The last paragraph under the winners came from Brian Broderick, executive director of the Michigan Association of Non-Public Schools, said, quote, "We look forward to working with the legislature and the governor in the coming year to address teacher workforce issues that are impacting all education sectors, as well as the need for all state certified teachers to be eligible to participate in state supported professional development in literacy and critical content areas." Evidently, there's some money going to be spent on teaching our teachers how to teach the kids how to read better. I believe they're going to be using phonics training and some other things for the teachers. I guess these are new ideas. Remember the program Hooked on Phonics? How many decades ago that was? Well, now, I guess, the state's education community thinks it's a good idea to use phonics in teaching our children how to read. Unbelievable. Number one loser, electric vehicle owners. Owners of electric vehicles will pay an estimated $100 million more in license plate fees as lawmakers look under the sofa cushions for money. All part of the road funding plan. Michigan is leading the way in electric vehicles manufacturing and sustaining thousands of auto jobs as this move will appear to be, quote, punishing electric vehicle drivers, but that is sending a wrong message. According to Evergreen, their spokesperson Brady claims Michigan will now have the highest electric vehicle license plate fees in the nation. Good. This move comes as federal EV credits are also going away. $7,500 immediate rebate died on September 30th. Well, in 2024 alone, nearly 8,000 Michigan families saved over $50 million by getting the federal EV credit. Brady went on to say, lawmakers must correct this action and support this clean transportation choices, which has already cut pollution and has lowered costs for families across Michigan. Okay, stop. Stop with your total BS. The amount of pollution required to produce the electricity for your electric vehicles far exceeds combustion gas engines. You pollute more, lady, in producing the electricity for your stupid electric vehicles than if you were to put gasoline with catalytic converters on the roads. It's not cutting pollution, and it doesn't lower cost. If you factor the electric bill for charging up an electric vehicle, the increased purchase of tires, because now you have to replace the tires on an electric vehicle every 20,000 miles, and you factor in the cost of replacing the batteries when they die eventually, the cost of the operations of an electric vehicle far outweigh a gas-powered combustion engine vehicle. Your liberal talking points do not hold any water. Second loser, ambulance providers. Ambulance companies have gotten stiff by the state for transportation of prisoners to hospitals. Also, $6 million is what their bucket has been reduced to in this next state upcoming budget. EMS agencies means fewer ambulances on the road, critical upgrades not taking place, and the inability to cover our essential cost. Michigan Association of Ambulance Services Executive Director. Here we go. Another association with another director getting paid money to be a special interest lobbying group that produces nothing into the economy. Angela Madden. $6 million is a drop in the bucket for the state budget. EMS agencies means fewer ambulances on the road, critical upgrades not taking place, and the inability to cover essential costs. This failure will make it harder for EMS to be here for Michigan residents when they need it the most. Departments of Civil Rights, number three. Boosting the enforcers who make sure people aren't discriminated against are getting cut 2.8%. Are you kidding me? That's it? Reduction of $732,800. Meanwhile, the DCR was seeking $1.5 million for museum support grants. Yeah, this was going to support a new Arab American National Museum, Charles Wright Museum of African American History, and the Holocaust Memorial Centers. Well, they all got less money. That's it for hour number one. Top of the hour news. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes